Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were taught that if we, as Christians, choose to engage in one of these 17 sins, we're still saved, but we'll lose rewards in heaven. Let's continue with that thought today. So the rest of 21 says, and I think it's easy to understand, there he says, and such like. You think about that. And such like. So he says, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow, that's pretty strong, isn't it? Now, it's easy to understand and think that this is referring to salvation, but it's really not. It's addressed to Christians, not to the unsaved. We need to understand that they which do such things is in a continual action tense. So to walk in the flesh as a settled choice and principle of life is far more serious a matter than to fall into sin through weakness and carelessness and be saved so as by fire. Now, King David is an example of falling through weakness and carelessness. But we see repentance in his life. Now, there are some idiots out there that, and I shouldn't use the word idiots, forgive me of that, but some that are teaching that all the kings that were wrong after David are wrong because of David's sin. They would have never gone wrong if it wasn't for David. Why'd David go wrong? If you're going to blame other people's sin on him, then we ought to blame his sin on somebody. You know what? All of us can actually go back and blame Adam and Eve. Isn't it great? We're not responsible for our sin because it's Adam and Eve's fault. Now, it's time for people that are teaching that David is the reason so many kings of Israel went wrong. It is time for them to mature in the Bible and mature in understanding and just simply grow up spiritually. You're responsible for your own sin. Problem today is that we don't want our children. We don't want our grandchildren. We don't want them taking responsibility for their lives or their sin. But it's time they do. It's time they do. We see the opposite in 2 Timothy 4:10. It says, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. And so just instead of just falling and then getting back up, no, he just left it all together. And when we get to chapter 6, verse 1, that's when it says, if you see a man overtaken in fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So we've got to be careful of ourselves that we don't get to a point where we just overlook the sin and act like, well, it's all right. It's not all right. We need to see that the word inherit has the idea of receiving an inheritance. This is not saying here in verse 21 that anyone who engages in any of these forms of 17 sins and such like, or does one of them on a regular basis, is not saved. Rather, it's showing us the loss of reward. Reward that God had intended to give them in the eternal kingdom of God. Reward that would cover them in the new heavens and earth. But instead, because of these choices, they are saved so as by fire. Again, the point is that the works of the flesh are being pointed out so we may know if something is of the flesh or of the Spirit. When these things enter something that we think is spiritual, and it will accomplish a good cause, we are then turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Just like the Israelites made the golden calf, dancing immodestly and their beat-driven music in the wilderness, for which God was ready to destroy them all if Moses does not intercede. And so, they take that which is fleshly and try to make it sound spiritual. It makes them feel good, but it is wrong, wrong, wrong. So now the literal difference between the flesh and the Spirit is being contrasted. And that's what we're looking at right now. And my friend, I want us to look more into this next time as we begin to look at the fruit of the Spirit. After looking at all these works of the flesh, boy, it's so refreshing to be able to look at the fruit of the Spirit. Now, my friend, I wonder, we have gone over these works of the flesh here over these last days, and maybe there are things in your life that you too have been deceived. You too had heard, oh, well, we have liberty to do these things. This is God's grace to do these things. We'll use it for a good cause, not to realize that we have offended the all-holy God. My friend, let me just ask you to do this as we close today. Ask the Lord in your prayer, and I'll pray a prayer here in just a moment, but ask the Lord in your prayer to open your understanding to His holiness. But as He does, ask Him to also open your understanding to His grace and mercy. Now, the reason I say that, I'm going to give you just a personal testimony here. It was in the mid-1970s. Not sure exactly when, but I remember I was in college, had a wife and a couple of children. And I heard a sermon, and I heard it in class, and I asked the Lord to help me to understand His holiness and to get a better understanding and grasp just what is holiness. Well, I looked up definitions, but sometimes definitions don't help your heart to understand. But there was a period, and people know me, I'm not a person that is a depressed man, okay? It's hard to get me depressed. But I went through a couple of months period of where I was just very depressed. Seemed like I was surrounded by a darkness, and I couldn't understand it. And then one day, the Lord showed me, and I realized it. God was showing me myself, and what I saw in comparison to Him, oh, was repugnant. It was wretched and rancid. So He had to then show me His grace. But when He showed me myself and showed me Himself, I began to understand how far down the ladder of understanding I was about the holiness of God. We see our churches today looking like rock concerts. People dressed as if they're either going to the beach, going to a ball game, or to a party. And whereas years ago, we used to hear them say, I don't feel like I've been to church if the preacher didn't step on my toes. Now they say, I don't feel like I've been to church if I don't feel good about myself. Well, what's the difference? Well, instead of preaching the Bible, psychological things make you feel good about yourself. But it doesn't change the facts. My friend, ask God to show you His holiness, but to also show you His grace. To show you His person, that you can know His person all the better. Ask God to show you how you, just like 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, can stop fashioning yourselves according to the former lust, trying to emulate them, trying to take the world and spiritualize it. Or like Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, where he says that we are to put on righteousness and true holiness. And ask God to help you how to put on righteousness and true holiness. We have people that want to be patriotic, stand for our country, and make our country better. Make it more free. Make it more righteous. Make it a place where you don't always feel like walking outside with your hand over the eyes of your children. Oh, it's good to want to do that for your country, but it's better to realize that we're citizens of a heavenly country if you're saved, and that your God's will, your head's will, the one to whom you're subjected to or should be subjected to's will, is that we be holy, for the Lord our God is holy. And if that's what he wants us to be, then we need to understand what his holiness is about. So would you pray that right now? Dear Father God, I am weak in holiness. Here I am preaching on the radio, and my understanding is so limited itself. And so I would ask that you would even give me a greater understanding of thy holiness with thy grace, but also the people that are under the sound of my voice listening to this message as it's been broadcast. And I pray, Lord, that it would be used to make a difference in the lives of these people, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, I hope you just prayed with me. And I trust that if there's some blessing that God's given you out of this study so far, that you'll write us and let us know about it. We'd like to hear from you. And if you don't like it, still write us and let us know. We like to hear from our listeners. And don't worry about hurting my feelings. I've had so many bad things said. God has kind of built a shield around me so that it really doesn't hurt me as much as the words as it does to see that people are still deceived. And so I like to hear and be able to pray for those people. On the other hand, if you're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home, go to our website. I have recorded on there the plan of salvation, the Bible plan of salvation, and you can listen to it. It's a 16-minute presentation. Listen to it, and perhaps through listening to it, you can come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'd encourage you to do so. Our announcer will be giving you our address and our website here shortly, and I trust that you will take it down. Well, I want to thank you today for listening to The Lamp and Light. Please ask your friends to listen in, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.